Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It feels very weird to be making an episode just because I've been batch recording. So the time between recording this episode and the last few episodes is like 2 or 3 weeks. I've been on point, so it's been a while since I've sat down to record, and I knew my weeks were gonna be crazy, so pat on the back for myself for being so prepared. And this episode is actually just single, so good luck to me or future me for what she has to do. But anyway, this episode, I plan on titling it Parties and Planning. No idea why. I hope I actually stick to that. If not, you will never hear this because I will cut it out, but we'll see. And yeah, I'm basically gonna ramble today because according to schedule, I had planned on recording a Freedom Day episode, but my upload day was moved from Tuesday to Wednesday and Freedom Day is only Thursday. So I'm just like, I can push it out today if I do have plans for Thursday, because I did speak to a friend about meeting up. We were gonna go for a picnic, but the weather does not look grand. So back burner, maybe we'll still meet up. I don't know. I need to chat to him, but yeah, we will see what happens. But that's latest worries. For now, I am just going to chat about what happened over the weekend because it was my uncle's 60th birthday and that was awesome. So my uncle had a 60th, duh, and it was such a fun event. For those of you who don't know, my family is generally the late one, so we always show up on the last second, and we weren't the only people that were late, but it was a very chilled event, so it was fine. We arrived and it was very chilled. Like, everyone was just chatting, there were snacks, everything was really fun. Like I said, it was chilled. I spoke to a lot of my cousins I haven't seen in a while, and it's amazing how time flies. You never realize how long it's been until you're like, oh, when last did I see you? Oh, last year Christmas, like 4 months ago. No, that is insane. Or, oh no, I saw you like at this event like last month, but only because it is a special circumstance. Like, it wasn't a consistent thing. So I definitely need to start popping in on people more often or just messaging them, which has always been my Achilles heel, but I'm working on it. But yeah, I was chatting with family and it was really fun, and some I didn't get to talk to as much as I would have loved to. There was just chaos because of everyone just being there, you know, uncles and aunts and stuff. One of the things I did was when I got dressed, I knew my heels were a good idea because I could handle them all night, but then the weather changed and it was gonna rain. So I was like, no, rain check that idea. Put on some flat shoes and live your best life. And I did. I broke it down on the dance floor. It was really, really fun. Towards the evening, like early evening, 7 o'clock, we were dancing and we left after 8. Load shedding hit and that just ruined like the DJ setup and station. And it was getting very dark. It was starting to rain. It was terrible on the roads home. But we did get obviously home in one piece. But the party itself was really nice. It was a little bit sad when it came to speeches because we had a moment of silence for my aunt that passed away last year. It was actually her birthday on the Saturday we were having this party. So that was a bit sad, but it didn't put a damper on the evening, that I will say. It was still a very, very fun evening. My cousin from England, I think she's in England, the UK, somewhere there, she called her father via video and just gave a small speech, and it was really, really fun. My uncle's grandchildren spoke as well. The speeches that happened were really good, and I loved the way this party went because the essential people were there. Not that we have restrictions anymore because of COVID or anything like that, but the people who meant a lot to him and who he truly wanted there were invited. It wasn't like his 50th birthday, where there was over 100 guests and just all and sundry were invited and they came and they partied. Like, this was curated. This was, you've been in my life, and especially over the last few years, these are people who meant a lot to him, and they were invited and they showed up, and it was really, really nice. I did manage to speak to him for a few minutes, my uncle, the birthday boy, just before we left the party, and the things we said I'm not going to repeat, but they were very heartfelt and sincere. And I think it's those types of moments that you kind of remember regardless of the whole evening. It's these small little nuggets that you get. Where I wish I was like in Harry Potter, where you have a pensive and you can just like extract a memory and bottle it and keep it forever and like share it with people. But there are small things that you will never forget, and that small little chit chat with him is something I'll never forget. Every family member is a favorite family member, but this uncle in particular did a lot for me personally in my life over the last many, many years, and it's something I'll always be grateful for. And that's why he has a very special place in my heart. If there's anything he needs, he knows he'll be like, he'll call me up or he'll call my mom and pass on a message. And I'll be like, if I can, I will help. If I truly cannot, then I cannot. But even if I can't, I still try. It's one of those types of things. And I just think being able to celebrate a milestone as big as 60 is incredible. And the fact that we were able to enjoy ourselves in the way we did was absolutely awesome. So yeah, that was what I did on the weekend. It wasn't really much, but it was something I thoroughly enjoyed. And I'm not gonna lie, I broke down so hard on the dance floor, I was useless on Sunday, which is why I'm not recording this on a Sunday. But yeah, I actually had like a little bit of back pain and I had a headache. And as you can hear, I'm starting to develop a cold of some sort because it wasn't a completely covered venue. So there was like a little bit of leak and rain and things like that. And it was very drafty. I got very, very cold despite the layers I had on. So I'm once again sick, but I don't think it'll knock me out for long. But yeah, I definitely took a bit of a pounding that evening in terms of rain and stuff. Like, it was not fun. But yeah, Sunday was chilled. There was a movie I watched on Sunday. It was a thriller. It was an Indian story. It was called Kathputli, if I'm not mistaken. Oh my word, it's like a thriller, and I was just like riveted because it's like serial killers and their MO and how they do things, and it was brilliant. So yeah, that was my chilled Sunday. I actually, funny enough, I just remembered, I took my sister for breakfast on Sunday. So just me and her, we ran up to the Wimpy nearby, and it was really, really fun. And one thing I always tend to do is I always try different drinks. My food is usually the same. Wimpy, double up breakfast, done and dusted. I did add hash brown cubes, which I highly recommend. But for my drinks, I'm usually trying different things. And I had the new choc hazelnut flavored latte. And it was incredible. I had a sip. I'm like, ooh, you need to taste this. And she's like, she takes a sip and she's like, why do you always choose the good things? How do you even get this right? And I'm just like, I don't know. It just is. And yeah, so we had a good Sunday. We went for breakfast, got some groceries for mom, got a box of hair dye for her because she wants to go blonde for the Barbie movie, which I'm low-key excited for. Like, I'm building that excitement. I'm getting ready for that. But yeah. And then obviously Monday, work, load shedding while work, while working, which not fun. And I'm completely down and out work-wise when there's load shedding, so I only have my office phone in my hand, which I can answer, but I can't really do anything else. So that is a bit of a frustration. My boss is working on changing that for me by giving me a laptop versus the current box monitor, keyboard, mouse pad I have going on. But it is what it is. And with load shedding increasing exponentially for no good reason, I definitely need that. But I did my rant last week, so I'm not gonna replay that. But yeah, that has been the week past. And I'm actually looking very forward to this coming week, or rather the rest of it, because tomorrow is the public holiday, which I'm off. Friday, I'm not, which I'm fine with. And then next week, Monday, is the Workers' Day, which is actually my friend's birthday, and he's turning 30. Shout out to you. We've had all these discussions, but I think I definitely maybe want to do something about that. So yeah, we'll see what I have planned, if I do something later down the line, because I think maybe checking in and just comparing notes now that we're both 30 would be really cool, but we'll see. And yeah, that's it from me. It's been very, very chill. I do plan on getting my Instagram game back up and on track from next month on. I'm planning posts because said friend I just referenced sent me a video and he is slaying it. So definitely planning on upping my game there. But I've been inspired. So yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say this week. I hope you keep being a better being and enjoy the song of the week, which I was recently introduced to the song and I enjoyed hearing it at the party. I think it's a fairly new release. So the song is called Calm Down, which I think has gone viral to a certain extent. And I actually got caught listening to the song and my sister's like, excuse me. And I'm like, it's only my second time for the day. Can you relax? And she's like, okay, fine. I actually had a moment where I binged the song for a day. Like, she told me that. So I'm just like, I love you so much right now. You have no idea. So the song is called Calm Down. It's by Rima. Not sure how you pronounce the name, so I apologize about that. And this is the version that features Selena Gomez. It is top tier music. I am obsessed with the song. I'm trying to not play it too much. But yeah, that is my song of the week. And I'm done. I will see you in next week's episode. And on Instagram. So yeah, love you. Bye.